In 2009, a young man found himself at a crossroads. Feeling the weight of depression, he walked into a dimly lit room and encountered a woman who would change the course of his life. She introduced him to cocaine, a substance that offered an escape, but also set him on a path of destruction. The first time he purchased a black key, the crack cocaine that would soon dominate his life, it felt like freedom. But that freedom quickly turned into a prison. As he spiraled deeper into addiction, his life unraveled. What began as casual use transformed into relentless cravings that drove him to theft and deceit. He recalls nights spent wandering the streets, desperate for a fix, desperate to reclaim the fleeting highs. Friends faded away, replaced by a new circle that only fueled his addiction. The thrill of the drug came with a steep price, one that drained his finances and strained relationships with family and loved ones. His childhood memories surfaced often, revealing a strict upbringing that left scars on his self-worth. He remembers his mother's stern voice and his father's silent disapproval. Those voices haunted him, pushing him deeper into the dark corners of addiction. Despite the love they offered, he felt misunderstood, lost in the chaos of his choices. Each stint in rehab brought temporary relief, yet he always returned to the familiar grip of the drug. It provided comfort, albeit a false one, masking the pain that had accumulated over the years. The cycle became a familiar routine of hope and despair. He often felt a sense of defiance against those who judged him, insisting that his addiction was his battle. Yet in moments of clarity, he recognized the toll it took on his body and spirit, leaving him isolated and vulnerable. Even in his darkest times, a flicker of self-awareness emerged. He grappled with anxiety about facing his addiction, torn between the desire for change and the fear of what that change might entail. His journey was not just about substances, it was a complex interplay of identity, trauma, and the search for belonging. Each choice led him further away from the life he once knew, yet deep inside, there was a yearning for redemption, a hope that one day he might reclaim his story. He began to notice the cracks in his facade, moments when he couldn't escape the reality of his situation. Even surrounded by his new friends, laughter felt hollow. They often gathered in dimly lit apartments, trading stories fueled by smoke and substance. In these moments, he realized how disconnected he had become from himself. The drugs masked his pain, but they also stripped away layers of who he was. One late night, he found himself in a cramped room filled with smoke and tension. As he glanced around at the faces, he recognized a pattern. Everyone was seeking refuge from something. The conversations changed from laughter to murmurs of desperation. One man shared how he had lost custody of his children, and another spoke of dreams transformed into nightmares. This collective suffering ignited a flicker of empathy within him, but it was quickly snuffed out by his own desires. Days turned into weeks, and weeks into months. His attempts at recovery often crumbled under the weight of his addiction. He found himself reconnecting with his family, only to retreat back into the shadows of deceit. His mother would call, her voice filled with worry, and he would spin tales to placate her fears. Each lie felt like another chain, binding him tighter to the addiction he fought to hide. During this tumultuous period, a defining moment arose when he got arrested. The handcuffs pressed uncomfortably against his wrists, a stark reminder of the consequences of his choices. In the stark light of the police station, he felt stripped bare, exposed. While facing the judge, he endured a wave of shame and fear. Would this be the end or the beginning of something new? After a brief stint in jail, he was offered another chance at rehab. The program was rigorous and demanded honesty, something he had avoided for years. Surrounded by others with similar stories, he listened as they shared their truths. The group sessions were raw, the air charged with vulnerability. He admired their courage, yet he hesitated to share his own struggles. Through their stories, he began to confront his past. He saw the links between his childhood trauma and his current battles. Long-buried feelings of inadequacy surfaced, demanding acknowledgement. It was in one of those sessions that he realized he wasn't alone. Voices around him echoed his fears and struggles, creating a bond forged in shared pain. Still, doubt lingered, gnawing at him. Would he ever break free from this cycle? The fear of failure loomed large, but so did the glimmer of a new path. Hope lingered, tentative yet persistent. As he listened to others share their dreams, he wondered if he could still dream too. Could he reclaim his life? The question hung in the air, waiting for an answer. As he continued in rehab, a pivotal moment arrived. One evening, he gathered the courage to share his story. The weight of his shame poured out, mixed with the longing for understanding. He spoke of the woman who introduced him to drugs, the thefts, and the pain of letting down his family. The room fell silent as others listened intently, their expressions reflecting shared experiences. This act of vulnerability ignited something within him. It was a step toward accountability, a path toward healing. The group responded with empathy, and he felt a sense of connection he had not experienced in years. For the first time, he realized that his story was not just about his struggles, but also about resilience and hope. Over the following weeks, he worked hard to develop new coping mechanisms. He began journaling to articulate his feelings, found solace in art, and participated in mindfulness exercises. Each small victory felt monumental. He slowly rebuilt trust within himself and with others. Conversations with his family deepened, filled with honesty rather than deceit. He apologized for his past actions, and while forgiveness would take time, the seeds of repair were planted. As the program concluded, he faced the world outside those walls with trepidation. The idea of returning to the same environment, the same temptations, loomed large. But he had cultivated a support system, a group of friends who understood the struggle and were committed to recovery. Together, they attended meetings and shared their challenges. They became a lifeline in moments of uncertainty, reminding him that he was not alone. When he stepped out into the sunlight for the first time as a sober man, a swell of emotions surged through him. He felt the warmth of the sun on his skin, the sounds of the bustling street filled his ears, and he took a deep breath. This moment signified a new beginning, an opportunity to reclaim his narrative. Yet the journey was far from over. He understood that sobriety required ongoing effort and vigilance. It demanded confronting uncomfortable feelings and learning to cope with them without the crutch of drugs. But there was a newfound clarity, an awareness that he could shape his destiny. Living with intention became his mantra. He started exploring hobbies he had long abandoned. He pursued education and addiction counseling, eager to help others navigating similar paths. By giving back, he found purpose and strength. Though doubts occasionally crept in, he reminded himself of the progress he had made. Each day was a choice, each moment a chance to embrace life fully. He realized that true freedom lies not just in abstaining from drugs, but in facing the complexities of existence with courage, an ongoing dance between struggle and triumph. In this new chapter, he found hope, a flicker that blossomed into a guiding light, illuminating a path toward a brighter future. Would he continue to walk this path? Only time would tell. But with each step forward, he wrote a new story, one filled with resilience, connection, and the belief that change is possible.